about that, you know. But, you know, it's interesting that the, I guess if you're in a community that's exercising self-discipline, it's much easier than if you're an individual trying to exercise self-discipline. Is that kind of part of what you're saying?
Alcoholics Anonymous, all the weight loss support groups. I think that that is supported by all kinds of evidence, yes.
That's interesting. So you're saying like the Amish is almost like a, in part, this would, I don't want to trivialize it, but like a support group for, how would you describe it, for like resisting the temptations of kind of an individualist civilization?
That's one big benefit, yes.
Huh, that's such, I never thought of it that way, that's really interesting. Should you use your bathroom again very quickly if that's all right? I have the world's weakest bladder, just one second. Yeah, I'm just thinking about what I haven't asked. Thinking, Jim, is there anything I haven't asked that you think is obvious or relates to what we've been talking about?
I think you've covered more front.
I feel like there's something I haven't... did you know people from who go through the Rumspringer and choose not to become part of the church?
Yes.
So what? Tell me about them. What happened?
The other temptations were too strong, and you know, depending on who and what we surround ourselves with. I'm going to go back to that analogy of, let's say, the weight loss group. If a person that struggles with obesity does not want to work in a donut shop, and some of them might have been good at playing softball, so they started playing softball and they got on softball teams that went to state, that went to nationals, and this got in their blood, and then they were always doing that, and that just looked way too appealing to give it up and go back to living an Amish lifestyle, even though maybe younger they would have thought, yeah, that's what they would probably want to do. Maybe they started a job, whether it be working with technology, or I know one young guy that did that. He's about your age now and never joined the Amish church. He's a computer programmer, and maybe that was just too strong for him to want to come back. I think usually that's the case. Most times, I don't think it's because they think that the doctrine is really that wrong. There are probably times when that happens, but I think most times there's probably a matter of the other options and more freedom, perhaps.
And can they come back?
Yes.
They can come back and visit people, but they can't... How does it work? If they
never joined the Amish church, then there are no restrictions.
Right, right.
If they joined the church and then decided to leave it, then there are some restrictions.
So what are the restrictions then? How does it work?
If they join the church and they don't join any other one, then we avoid doing business with them, and we wouldn't sit down and eat a meal with them. And there's scripture to back that up. I don't have it at the top of my head now, but it's not like you wouldn't even talk to him, because that would be defeating the whole purpose. You want to show them love, but also show them that we feel that they are in a state of having fallen off of the truth. And that sometimes is the highest form of love, just like a parent that loves his child and will discipline him, even if he doesn't like it, and the parent doesn't like it, he thinks that's what's best for him. Does that answer your question?
Yeah.